Obamacare has helped millions of Floridians get health insurance, but there are still millions more who fall through the cracks. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa has been reporting on uninsured Floridians, many of whom rely upon the patchwork of free and charitable clinics throughout the state. Today, he speaks with providers who work at those clinics about how best to cover the uninsured.
Donald Trump came into office promising to repeal Obamacare and replace it with something more affordable that would cover everyone. But members of Congress couldn't agree on what that should be. They're not alone. Even those working in the free clinics across Florida don't always agree on how to cover the uninsured while keeping costs in check.
You know, I personally would lean towards more of a universal, I don't want to say socialized, but more of a universal type medical coverage for the nation.
Be careful giving people medical insurance. That doesn't mean good quality medical care.
I really think that if the Republicans would stop all their belly aching and they would approve what Trump is trying to do, I think it would be very helpful.
You just heard from Rob Quam, director of the Lake Wales Free Clinic, Dr. Ronald Cirillo from Turning Points Clinic in Bradenton, and finally Deborah Condosta, a nurse practitioner at the Outreach Clinic in Brandon. The patients they see can't afford health insurance. Most have at least one job and make too much money to qualify for Medicaid. Some have tried Obamacare, but returned to the clinics after premium increases priced them out. Those premiums continue to go up, fueled in part last year by the uncertainty created by efforts to repeal and replace the law. Cameron Finley, a 38-year-old healthcare professional from St. Petersburg, dropped Obamacare after her $110 premium tripled in 4 years. On top of that, she had to pay a $6,000 deductible before many of her benefits would kick in.
And I just decided that was it. I was done with paying the high monthly premium.
Finley joined a health share, where members pay monthly premiums to cover the cost of each other's care. Her premiums dropped to $157 a month, and her deductible fell to $500.
It's worth it to me to pay half of what I was going to be paying monthly and be able to save more money towards other things that I want to do in life, other goals that I have.
That's great for Finley, but not so good for the health insurance market. In many ways, she's an insurer's dream. She's relatively young and healthy. She knows that she needs health insurance, and she can pay for it. But at some point, Finley felt the price was too high for what she was getting in return. So if price is the issue, what's the solution? Again, it depends on who you ask. Donna Arms is director of the Haley Center Free Clinic in Winter Haven and a nurse practitioner. She says many providers in private practice are scared of being sued.
Well, I better order an MRI and an ultrasound and this and six labs and that, because if I don't, he's going to go get an attorney and sue me because why didn't you order that? And that's what's driving medical costs.
There's also the high salaries for CEOs at hospitals, shareholders to please at insurance companies, a lack of transparency in billing, unaffordable malpractice insurance, and the list goes on and on. Rob Quam, the director of Lake Wales Free Clinic, says there's too many people making money off the system now to create any real reform.
I don't know. There isn't a simple answer other than can we start over and create something that, and I don't know how we do that in with where we are. It's going to be frustrating. It's just going to be frustrating.
It was Quam who earlier brought up the idea of universal health care. Others call it Medicare for all, or single-payer health insurance. Its critics call it socialized medicine, but it's an idea that more and more providers in the free clinics are talking about. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
And you can check out more stories from Health News Florida at WUSFnews.org.